Well, hello everyone. A bit of an impromptu video tonight because that rarest of things has happened. I have been genuinely surprised by something in the news. Very little surprises me these days. And perhaps more notably even than that, I have been surprised by something that Tony Blair has done that I did not anticipate. Now, my batting average of calling things correctly has been, you know, better than most, let's just say, especially in the past year or so. But there's one thing that I got wrong. And that thing that I got wrong was specifically the idea that Tony Blair would ever, ever back down on climate change. If you remember, I said he'd put the woke away, but he would be immovable on the question of the net zero target. However, a couple of days ago, while I was on holiday, unbeknownst to me, Blair shocked the political world by something he said in an interview in the New Statesman, which was picked up by The Telegraph and also by Toby Young at The Daily Skeptic, basically coming out as a bit of a net zero skeptic. Let's have a little read about of what Blair says specifically, and I'll give a couple of dirty quick takes as we go through. So this is from The Telegraph, 27th of July. Public must be spared huge burden of net zero, says Tony Blair. Former PM says UK can play its part in climate change fight, but its efforts risk being dwarfed by the impact of countries such as China. China! So there's the old Dark Lord himself. Now, this really is, I have to say, a shock to me. This is new because, as everybody who watches this channel knows, we've been tracking him pretty closely and watching a lot of his interviews over the past decade. And he has given absolutely no hint whatsoever of this particular take. This is a brand new take of his that has just come out in the past week or so. That's kind of hit me, even me, by surprise. He says, so Tony Blair has warned against asking the public to do a huge amount to tackle climate change, saying Britain's net zero efforts cannot solve global warming alone. The former Labour Prime Minister stressed that climate change was the single biggest global challenge and said Britain should play its part in tackling it. However, he pointed out that what the UK could achieve would be dwarfed by the impact of actions by countries such as China. His cautious note comes as Labour and the Conservatives publicly debate how quickly to embrace the transition to net zero after the surprise Tory by-election win in Uxbridge last week. Labour's failure to take Boris's old seat was blamed on voter backlash against London's ultra-low emission zone, also known as ULEZ, which levies a charge on polluting cars. I'll just tell you, by the way, I have a car which is new enough not to have this ULEZ zone, but I did set up something the other day whereby if I accidentally go into a zone, I will be charged directly and automatically for it by direct debit. If you live in and around London, I'd recommend doing that so you're not hit with a nasty fine by accidentally going into one of these zones. I know it means you're still paying them, etc., but trust me, you don't want to get the fine for not paying it, so you might as well do it if you're in that area. Anyway, on Friday, the High Court will give a ruling on the legality of the ULEZ expansion by Sadiq Khan. And I know that the ruling was that it was legal. So Sadiq Khan won the case and the Tories lost it, the London mayor. Under the expansion, the zone will cover all of Greater London from August the 29th. And then there's some kind of rubbish bump by the Telegraph journalist, which I'll ignore. He then says, in an interview with the New Statesman magazine on July the 18th, 2 days before the Uxbridge by-election, Sir Tony Blair said, "Don't ask us to do a huge amount when, frankly, whatever we do in Britain is not really going to impact climate change. The number one issue today, and this is where Britain could play a part, is how do you finance the energy transition? Because, basically, the developed world's emissions are going down. but the developing worlds are going up. Who does he sound like? He sounds like any one of you, right? These countries have got to grow. So how do you finance the transition? Secondly, how do you accelerate the technology? A figure close to Sir Tony, wasn't me by the way, clarified that his huge amount comment was an echo of the arguments of others, although he deployed it to support his central point. The former Prime Minister accepted that noting China's sizable emissions should not be a reason for doing nothing at all on climate change. He continues to support Britain's 2050 net zero emissions target. He said, well, it's the single biggest global challenge, right? And Britain should play its part. But its part, frankly, is going to be less to do with Britain's emissions. I mean, 1 year's rise in China's emissions would outscore the whole of Britain's emissions for a year. Holy moly. I mean, true, but common sense coming out of the Dark Lord here. Amazing common sense. China has emitted more carbon dioxide over the past 8 years than the UK has since the start of the Industrial Revolution, according to figures published last year. Sir Tony's focus on the limits of what the UK can achieve alone in the battle against climate change comes amid a debate about how radical to make green policies. Figures involved in planning the Conservatives' next election campaign are looking for more net zero wedge issues after Tories hung on in Uxbridge amid the ULEZ backlash. And then we can see some majority of Londoners rejecting this expansion. What does Sadiq Khan care? Because, frankly, he just wins every time just because, you know, of the ethnic composition of London, as I pointed out in another video I did years ago. In the past week, government figures have said landlords will get more time to make their rental accommodation greener and indicated they should show flexibility on new electric car requirements. So anyway, this is very interesting indeed to me that there's been a signal change from Blair himself, because when Blair says something, it kind of sets the tempo for what is acceptable to say across the entirety of UK politics. And, you know the Tories are going to try to occupy this space. Blair is focused on Starmer winning the election. But the point is that in order to win elections, basically the elite, the regime, if you want, have to compromise on this issue. And honestly, I thought they would never compromise on this issue. Sir Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, and Angela Rayner, its deputy leader, both publicly distanced themselves from ULEZ the day after their party failed to win Uxbridge. Sir Keir said he would reflect on the policy. Reflect. I'm looking into it. Monitoring the situation, eh, Sir Keir? And spoke to Mr. Khan about his plans. The London mayor has held firm on the expansion of the zone, but is looking at extra financial help. Very interesting indeed. Well, I won't bother reading all the rest of it, but I just think that this is the very first sign I've seen from anyone kind of this high up in the regime that they are prepared to compromise on the net zero stuff. So I just thought I'd make a video. Now, of course, the danger with Tone that we always have to look at is that he's just saying this stuff in order to get into power, and then they will enact all of the kind of net zero stuff anyway. But I don't know, because it would be pretty difficult, I think, for Starmer to literally put it as an election pledge that he's not going to do these things and then immediately do them. Remember that if you look back at New Labour 1.0, a lot of the stuff they did, they actually said they would do before they did it. So I wonder. So anyway, this one hit me a little bit by surprise. Just thought I would get it out there. Not worth a full stream in and of itself. Worth a video. Do buy my courses at the academic agency. I believe that merit code is still working. The Jordan Peterson video will be out in a couple of days, which will bring an end to that particular kind of mini sale. It's only meant to run for one stream, but it's run for a couple of weeks. I'll be back later in the week. Goodbye. Get out.